It's a very contentious thing, and it's an issue that's been ongoing for a long, long period of time. I don't know, I feel that the whole thing was not done correctly. Like, there should have been some kind of a consultation before the notices goes up on the seats to remove. Whether you're for or against the seats being removed, that's not the issue. The issue is the way this was handled by Kildare County Council. And I think it's been handled totally inappropriately. Graves are sarcastined in life. Like, we can't... Like, do you know what I mean? You have family members in Allen Graveyard. My father's in Allen Graveyard. My grandparents are in Allen Graveyard. Like, you can't just come along and just stick up a council notice without having some kind of a discussion. I think it's wrong. And I'm asking Kildare County Council now to maybe have a look at it again and maybe open up that forum and allow people have their say and then decide what's the right approach or what's the right way to attack this. Because to me, this is not the right approach. It's wrong and it shouldn't have been dealt with in this way.
As I say, 25 or thereabouts at the moment have notices on them. Some of the messages that we received over the last day or so said that the way it was handled was insensitive. You know, people coming out to visit their loved one's grave to see the notice stuck up on the seat. And just to say, for those who may not have seen the notices yet, it says, please arrange to have this seat removed. The fixing of any seat in this cemetery is in contravention of the above bylaws, which is the Kildare County Council's cemetery bylaws in 2018. Failure to comply with the above request will result in further action being taken by Kildare County Council. And I see as well that there may be a fine not exceeding €2,500. The other thing is, Dara, that, okay, the bylaws are in place there. Technically, seats are not meant to be at gravesites. But then that opens up that can of worms. Why not? And what's the big deal about having a seat here?
Well, to be absolutely honest with you, and I'm not going to say whose grave we're sitting at here today. We are sitting at one of the benches here today. There's a solace to be found in sitting at a bench at a grave. Mm. Now, some people mightn't like it. I have a seat in my own father's grave. And any time I come into my father's grave, I sit on that seat. I don't sit anywhere else. And I find solace in it. And I don't know what people think out there, I don't know, but the bench we're sitting on in no way inconveniences anything in the graveyard. Like, I don't suggest if there was a new grave to be dug right or left of it, it could be moved for that period of time. I don't know what the best result for this is, but the way it's been dealt with at the moment is not the right way, and it's not the way forward. And like, I'm asking people out there not to get alarmed. I, as a councillor, and I'm sure other councillors in the area, I spoke to Councillor Wise about today, I'm sure other councillors in the area would have a similar approach, not to get alarmed and to allow the council and to allow us to go back into the council to raise the concerns. And we and the council will come back to the public in due course with hopefully a solution to the problem. And I don't think removing the benches at this stage is the solution.
We've been talking to a couple of people here as well, Dara. We've been here for the last hour talking to people coming and going from the various parts of the Allen Parish. A lot of the stories we've heard is my elderly mother, my elderly father comes here. They can be quite tired. They have to sit down somewhere when they want to pay their respects. What's the big deal on having a bench here? The benches that we have been seeing, they're not fixed necessarily to the ground. They can be moved aside if necessary.
Yeah, like I, and I'm not preaching confidence here. Like, we're just after having a chat with an individual who has been asked by a nanny to come up to the graveyard to see was there a notice on her grave. That woman's in the hospital. Is that the right thing to do in this day and age? I don't think it is. And he's asking me, that person is asking me, what do I do? Sure, I'm not going to tell him to remove the bench, am I? Mm. That wouldn't be right. And I don't feel it's right. And I'm asking Kildare County Council and the staff in there to come back and have another look around and to open up a consultation around the whole issue. And I know the bylaws are there and I know all that. But to me, coming out and putting notices on 23 or 25 graves in Allen yesterday and not telling anybody before they've done it, that's not correct.
Just while we're here, Dara, we're looking at the field or the site where the grave is to be extended. It's very full here at the moment. This is something that you've been raising for the last number of months, and Brendan Wise doing the same. Have we got any movement on whether work's going to start here?
Well, look, every time I hear of a death within the parish, you're saying there's another grave gone in Allen and we'll be full. And I'm terrified of the consequences of the grave being full and for nowhere to put people. And I've been rest assured I've had chats with Kildare County Council this evening about it and about the notices, and I'm going to have more chats tomorrow. And in the conversation, because I said I was going on the radio in the morning, and in the conversation I had, he reassured me that there will be contractors on site within here within the next fortnight to start the works of the new graveyard. And look, at please God, them works will be carried out fairly quickly and fairly appropriately, because that new graveyard needs to be opened and the paths and pathways need to be put in place straight away.